What makes the biggest difference for change?
I think that the protests do it more so, actually, because as we've seen, our electoral politics have failed us. Even though the young people significantly came out and voted for Bernie Sanders during the primary, we saw that Bernie Sanders did not end up being the nominee. And so a lot of the times, the loopholes that are in electoral politics don't really allow people to have their voices heard the way that this country was set up.
Some people say that it takes a violent protest to get people to listen. Do you agree, or should they remain peaceful?
I agree. I absolutely agree. You know, I'm a member of the LGBTQ community, and our liberation and our rights came after the Stonewall riots. That's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, is that, you know, the LGBTQ movement started with Stonewall riots. I wouldn't even be able to be a student at this school if it wasn't for a violent riot that took place within a span of 3 days. So I absolutely agree that sometimes violent protests and really riots and those kinds of loud rebellions must take place for tangible change.